Good evening, everyone. Saw this video one time of a fake police officer. And basically, this man was being arrested because you're not allowed to impersonate police officers. So don't do that, kids. But anyway, the way that they caught this guy was very interesting. You see, this fake officer was trying to make an attempted traffic stop, and he had these weird purple flashing lights instead of the regular blue ones that police officers have. And instead of driving behind the victim, what this person did was they drove up to the side of the person. They started screaming at them and yelling at them, telling them to pull over. Well, just from that, the driver knew that this was a fake police officer. Just from that person's conduct, they could tell that they weren't real. So you see, in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, we're told that we are to prove that perfect will in God, which is good and acceptable. And that word prove means genuine. In other words, people can tell whether we are real Christians or fake Christians just by the way that we act. If we act the wrong way, it's just like those purple flashing lights. People know better. They know that something is wrong. Jesus even says, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. John 13, verse 35. Here's a question for you. Is that all-encompassing? Is it for everyone in the entire world that can see our conduct and know that we are Christians? It is. And you see, we know that it applies to the outside world. They can see how we treat each other, and they can know that we are Christians by our love for one another. But does that not also apply to the family? Can children look at their parents and see what Christianity is supposed to look like? If daddy loves mommy and mommy loves daddy, is that not a teaching tool? Over in Ephesians chapters 5 and chapter 6, Paul shows us the family unit. The husband is to be head over the wife, and the wife is to be in submission to her husband. Ephesians 5, verses 22 through 24. And people in today's culture, they have a twisted idea of that word submission. For example, in wrestling, you might put people into different holds and get them to tap out. You're trying to pin them down. In order to do that, you basically have to dominate the other person. But that's not the kind of submission that's being talked about in Ephesians chapter 5. The way that Ephesians chapter 5 uses that word submission can be thought of as a military comrade. A soldier which fights on someone else's behalf. A wife is to be on the same side as her husband, and they must both fight each other's battles. That's the type of submission that's being talked about here. It's a role of active duty. That is proven for us over in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 20. As Christians, we're told to put on the armor of God. We are soldiers for Christ. We're not being pinned down as Christians. We're not being dominated. We're not having our arms twisted to follow Christ. We are gladly and willingly following Christ and doing His will. And so, consider this with me. We are the church, and we are fighting for Christ. And that same analogy of the church is given for the husband and the wife. There is a battle, and husbands and wives are fighting this battle, but they're fighting it together, not against each other. And so, as Christians, we're all on the same side. And it's the same thing with the husband and the wife. You're trying to glorify each other. You're not trying to undermine one another. And so, that's the type of submission that the wife is to be under. And then children have to obey all that. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, meaning kids. Unless your parents want you to do something bad that's not in the Lord, then obey them. Verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise. In other words, God sees this thing as a very good thing that's deserving of a reward. But also, consider this. Your father is the same person that God tells your mother to cooperate with. Your mother is the same person that God tells your father to love as himself, just as Christ loved the church. So let's say that you're a parent. You want to teach your kids, honor your father and honor your mother. Well, you could easily flip to the Bible and say, this says it right here, honor your father and mother, Ephesians 6:1 and 6:2. And that's true. But another way to teach your kids honor your father and mother is by wives submitting to their husbands, by fighting for them, by husbands loving their wives just as Christ loved the church, by overseeing it and leading it. And that will lead children by example. In other words, what happens if you teach your kids, honor your father and mother, but then you openly dishonor your spouse? You'd be teaching your kids to disobey that command. And don't get me wrong, there's no excuse to disobey father and mother, but consider this. If your kids wanted to keep the command, honor your father and mother to the best of their ability, would they be better off watching how you treat your spouse, or would they be better off ignoring how you treat your spouse? Our actions teach other people. Whether we do good or bad, that is going to show them. It's going to influence them, whether it's on the outside in the world or even children at home. People learn from us. Paul tells us that we must be good stewards of God's word. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. We must be faithful to the word. In other words, people should be able to look at us, look at our actions, and be able to see Christ living in us. Those actions don't start out in the world. They start in the heart. They make their way through the home, and when the home is not right, people notice that. Kids take notice of that. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husbands. Children, obey your parents. Be that example for others to learn from. Take that out into the world and show people what Christianity looks like. Jesus has preached the gospel to everyone in the world. Mark 16, verse 15. What good is it to preach the gospel if you're not living the gospel? We must get God's word into our hearts. We must begin living it out in our lives. Repent from your sins. Confess Christ as Lord if you have not done so. Be baptized in water for the remission of sins. If you haven't done so, do it. Peter says, repent and be baptized. That's how you save yourself. He says, save yourselves from this perverse generation. Acts chapter 2. Verses 40 and 41. Keep God's word in your life. Keep being that example for all people to see, and do this faithfully until death. John writes in Revelation 2 and verse 10, quoting the words of Jesus, you will receive that crown of life. If you have any needs tonight, maybe you're struggling with something, maybe you need prayers from the church, whatever you might be going through, we're here for you. We want to pray with you. Please come forward now as we stand and sing this song.